Lord Chaitanya invited him, please come to Puri and live with me. So Paramananda Puri, he went to Navadweep. First place he went to Navadweep was to see Sachi Devi. And Sachi Devi so graciously gave him a place in her home where he was living. When Kal Krishnadas came and he heard that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Puri, he was so happy. He was going to go with all the other devotees, but he saw that it was taking time for the devotees to organize, so he just left himself. He took one servant named, or one other devotee came with him named Kamalakanta. It's a wonderful story of how devotees are very dear to the Lord when devotees are dear to each other. The concept of devotee care. It is what makes our devotional service dear to Krishna. When Paramananda Puri arrived in Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him as the godbrother of his guru, a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy. Lord Chaitanya himself bowed at the feet of Paramananda Puri. He worshipped him and honored him as he would worship and honor his own spiritual master. They embraced. Paramananda Puri and Krishna's Leela is Uddhava. Krishna's dearmost friend in Mathura and Dwarka. Paramananda Puri told, I could not wait for the other devotees. I had to come immediately. Lord Chaitanya praised Paramananda Puri with so much honor, respect, and affection. He said, I want you to stay here in Puri forever with me. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally arranged for Paramananda Puri to have a room very close to his own in the house of Kashi Mishra. The next day, Swarup Damodar Goswami arrived in Puri. He was one of the Lord's very close associates in Navadweep. His name was then Purushottam Acharya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadweep and took sannyas, all the devotees, they all responded in the madness of their love and separation. Purushottam Acharya, the way he responded in the madness of his separation, if my Lord Gauranga has taken sannyas, then I'm taking sannyas too. He went to Varanasi and accepted sannyas. His guru's name was Chaitanyananda. And here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Srila Prabhupada describe the spirit of sannyas, which really means the spirit of renunciation. Its purpose is simply to absorb ourselves completely in remembering Krishna, in serving Krishna, in hearing about Krishna, in honoring Krishna's devotees and chanting Krishna's holy names. he did not adopt many of the external formalities of sannyas. He fully imbibed the spirit of sannyas. He didn't change his name to a sannyasi name. As a brahmachari of Chaitanyananda Bharati, he was meant to be named Bharati. But the brahmachari name is Swarup, so he just kept that name. And so many of the external features of a sannyasi, he did not want fame, he did not want prestige, he simply wanted to dedicate his life for the single purpose of absorption in Krishna consciousness. He asked his guru for the permission to go to Puri to fully take shelter of Lord Chaitanya. When he received that blessing, he arrived, offered his dandavats and wonderful prayers. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon seeing him, lifted him up and embraced him, and they both wept in ecstasy to be together again. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I just had a dream that you would come. I was blind, and now that you have come, I could see again." Please hear carefully. Swarup Damodar Goswami, he said, "In my madness, I left you. I left you and went to a foreign land. But you are so merciful, you are so kind. Although I did abandon you in this way, you grabbed me by the hair and you dragged me back. That is your mercy." This is the devotional feelings of Swarup Damodar Goswami, but it also applies so much to all of us. Why are we in this material world? Why do we remain in this material world? Because we have abandoned Krishna. How many lifetimes have we ignored Krishna? Krishna's the controller, the proprietor, and the enjoyer of everything that exists. How many times have each and every one of us tried to be the controller, the enjoyer, the proprietor? How many of us want to be recognized and worshipped when ultimately the supreme object of all recognition and worship is Krishna? But still, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. We can forget Krishna, but Krishna never forgets us. We can abandon Krishna, ignore Krishna, reject Krishna. Even the staunchest atheists who are writing books, who have websites with hundreds of millions of followers, defying God, that he doesn't exist, that anyone who believes in God is ignorant and dangerous. Even to such people, he's still in their heart. There's nothing anyone can possibly do that will get Krishna to leave their hearts. He may cover himself sarvasya cha aham hridi shanivishto matasmitir gyanam apohanam cha vedaishta sarve raham eva vidyo vedanta krit beda vedeva cha aham. Krishna seated in our hearts is the source of remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. If we want to forget Krishna, Krishna can give us elaborate philosophical, scientific, philanthropic, socialistic, convincing arguments to forget him. But we only have the power to forget Krishna by the mercy of Krishna. And similarly, we only have the power to remember Krishna by the remembrance, by the mercy of Krishna. But Krishna never leaves anybody. If someone engages in so many horrible activities that they become a worm sliding around and drinking the nectar of stool, Krishna's in the heart of that worm. Never leaves him. That's Krishna. So everyone in this material world have abandoned Krishna. The only hope is when Krishna drags us back. And how does he drag us back? Through his devotees. Who here has taken to the path of Krishna consciousness without the association of devotees? How do we even know who Krishna is without the association of devotees? As stubborn as we may be, if we just allow Krishna to drag us back, that's what surrender means, Sharanagati. It means just allowing Krishna to drag us back. And Krishna's manifested mercy came in the form of Srila Prabhupada for so many of us. He dragged us back. And the only thing he asked in return was, help me drag other people back. How could we repay you? Devotees asked Srila Prabhupada. He said, just accept what I've given you and share it with others. So on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, the devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, I'm just helping Prabhupada to help Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, to help our Guru Parampara and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu to bring people back to the eternal loving service of the Lord. Swarup Damodar Goswami presented himself in this way, that by your mercy you dragged me back to you after I abandoned you for so long. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Swarup Damodar Goswami a wonderful place right beside his own, and gave Swarup Damodar Goswami the service of being his constant associate as his personal secretary. His name was Swarup, but because he was such a wonderful musician, he would sing. When he would sing the songs of Chandidas, Vidyapati, the Gita Govinda, of Jayadev Goswami, when he would sing the slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would enter into the deepest states of Sri Radharani's love for Krishna. Swarup Damodar Goswami in the Leela of Sri Radha Govinda is Lalita Sakhi. most intimate, loving maidservant of Sri Radharani, making every possible arrangement for her loving devotional offerings to Krishna. And Sri Ramananda Rai Vishakha, they were the constant associates of Lord Chaitanya. Kaviraj Goswami tells that Swarup Damodar Goswami, he sang music like a Gandharva. He had knowledge like Brihaspati. He was an ocean of transcendental, merciful qualities. The next day, a devotee entered into Lord Chaitanya's room, Gambira, at the house of Kashi Mishra. And he introduced himself. "My name is Govinda. I was the personal servant for many years of Srila Ishwarapuri. And when our Guru Maharaj was about to leave this world, he gave me the instruction to come to be your personal servant. Myself and Kashishwar Pandit were both personally serving Ishwarapuri, and he gave us both this instruction. Kashishwar Pandit has gone to some holy places before he comes, but I have come immediately." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Govinda. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was present, he asked a question because he was perplexed. "How is this person the personal servant of Ishwarapuri? Great sannyasi, great acharya. Govinda's coming from a lower caste of society. He's a Sudra. Why would Ishwarapuri keep his constant companion and servant a Sudra? This is not according to my understanding of Vedic principles." Lord Chaitanya said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his pure devotees are not subjected to these technical rules and regulations. Krishna and his pure devotees are bound by only one thing: affection. Affection transcends all these social rules and regulations and restrictions. Lord Chaitanya gave the example of Krishna. Krishna went to the house of Vidura and took prasad. Vidura was a Sudra also. But because of his affection for the Lord, because of the affection in which he served, that transcended all boundaries. And the Lord gave him his full mercy. Now our acharyas are telling us how important it is to carefully follow the rules and regulations that are important for us. Atapumbir vijastrestas varana shrama vibhaga shashvanustitasya dharmasya samsidir haritosha. Whatever our varna or whatever our occupation may be, the highest level of consciousness is when we have affection for Krishna. And that affection is expressed through pleasing Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Navadvip, he gave us the wonderful analogy that Hanuman wasn't a Brahmin. Hanuman was a monkey. Kubja, she was just a hunchback lady. Shabari, she was an outcast, uneducated. She had nothing. She had absolutely nothing in her life. She was living in a little cave. All she had was affection. And she conquered Ram. So Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas, they're telling us it is important, these four regulative principles, chanting 16 rounds, nasta prayeshu padreshu, Prabhupada stressed mangalarti. Attending Srimad Bhagavatam class. These rules and regulations are very important to keep us pure and to keep us strong. But alone, without the spirit of affection, they're hollow. We try to be strict, and we should be strict. It's very important. But with affection, with devotion, with compassion. If we don't understand this principle, we could become hard-hearted. Because after all, so many Mayavadis, they're very strict. We have seen people, they don't even eat a little water once a week. Fasting so much. We have seen staunch celibates, no possessions, living in caves. So they're following many of the same rules and regulations that we're meant to follow to an extreme sense. But they don't have affection. They don't have bhakti. So it's all hollow. So we have to be careful. This balance is so essential. We have to be very strict, but at the same time in the spirit of affection. Otherwise, Krishna doesn't really accept it. So in this case, it's specifically speaking about Govinda being from a lower caste, which in those days was a very profound disqualification for anyone. But Lord Chaitanya wanted to propound to the world what bhakti really is. He made Haridas Thakur the Nam Acharya. Harinam is the Yuga Dharma for this age. And of all of his associates, many were the greatest, the most powerful, pure-hearted Brahmins. Why he made an untouchable outcast the Acharya of the Yuga Dharma? Because of Haridas Thakur's affection. Haridas Thakur was also very strict. He's the Acharya. He chanted 192 rounds a day. And no matter how Maya or anyone tried to seduce him, he was very, very strict and detached. But it was his affection, his love, his compassion. Even when people tried to beat him and kill him and blaspheme him, he was still seeing Krishna in their heart and the well-wisher and begging and praying, for Krishna to forgive them and show mercy to him. Such affection. After saying this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was convinced that yes, beyond the rules and regulations of all these sociological norms, this person has love and devotion, he has affection. And therefore, he's completely accepted and honored by the great souls. But then Lord Chaitanya asked a question to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He said, how can I accept him as my servant? He's my godbrother. Not only is my godbrother, he was the personal servant of my guru. Therefore, he's worshipable to me. How can I allow him to serve me? And Srila Prabhupada explained in this regard that one should always honor one's god brothers and god sisters. One should not think that they are meant to serve me. We should serve them. And Prabhupada explains we address each other as Prabhu. When I say Prabhu, that doesn't mean you're my servant. When we say Prabhu, that means I'm your servant. This is a very, very deep subject matter that's being revealed in this wonderful pastime. Lord Chaitanya is saying, he's my Prabhu. How could I allow him to serve me? And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's reply, that the order of the guru is very strong. A great personality, like a father, their order is very strong. And he quoted from Ramayana, where Ram, after he was banished to the forest for 14 years, he told Sita that because it's the order of my father, it must be honored. So our spiritual fathers, when they give an instruction, that has precedent over so many other considerations. Ishwara Puri, your Guru Maharaj, has ordered him to serve you, so that must be honored. So then Lord Chaitanya again embraced Govinda and accepted him as his servant. Very interesting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose aspiration was Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Dasa Dasa Das Anu Das, he served Govinda by allowing Govinda to serve him. Hare Krishna. Now among devotees, sometimes if we have a little higher position in the hierarchy of Krishna consciousness and somebody's assisting us, we shouldn't get under the illusion that I'm the master and this person is my servant. That's poison to the devotional creeper. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us here that I'm the servant of every devotee. And in the service of the devotee, I'm allowing this devotee to serve me. Srila Prabhupada, sometimes he would address his disciples as Prabhu. He said, you are all representatives of my Guru Maharaj. He has sent all of you. So he was taking the role of our Guru to serve us. He was giving us instructions as a service to us. Sometimes he would even chastise us in the mood to serve us, to uplift us. Because this is what a Vaishnava is, a servant of everyone. I often cite that precious moment in my life in Vrindavan in 1971. Srila Prabhupada was sitting on the floor in a little room in a house called Sharaf Bhavan. And some very notable leaders of the Vrindavan community were there to meet him, and some journalists also. Just about a half dozen people. And I was just sitting in a back corner just watching. And one of these persons asked Prabhupada, "Are you the guru of the whole world?" And on this particular occasion, Srila Prabhupada looked down with such humility. After some time, he looked up again and he said, "No, I am the servant of everyone. That's all." That's a Vaishnava. Servant of every living being. But we serve in such a way according to what will please Krishna. Our Vedic scriptures, Narada Muni tells Dhruva Maharaj that to our superiors we serve them by assisting them, by following what they teach us, by inquiring from them and learning. To our equals by making very, very intimate friendship with them, by confiding with one another, by sharing with one another. To our juniors, by uplifting them, by showing compassion for them, by caring for them. And for those who are inimical, envious, we serve them by keeping away from them. We avoid them. But that's our service. Because otherwise they could steal away our devotional life. Mahatsevam dwara mahurava moktayas tamodvaram yoshita sangi sangam. By associating with great souls, the doors to the highest liberation are opened. And by associating with those people who are envious, even if they're devotees, if people are blasphemous or envious, what to speak of people who are too much trying to drag us into a materialistic life? It opens the doors to bondage and ignorance. But devotees are not judgmental. They're servants of everyone, but they understand the subtle art of how to serve according to time, place, and the person. Kaladesha Patra. Govinda was accepted as the personal servant of Lord Chaitanya. He became so dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in every way. But in the next verses, it reveals something so special about what a Vaishnava's character is. Govinda is now constant associate, intimate, confidential with Lord Chaitanya, but yet in the same mood, Kaviraj Goswami tells, Govinda served all the Vaishnavas. He had no pride. He was so humble. that he would see to every devotee's needs according to his capacity. He made such loving friendship with all the devotees. Govinda was more dear than very life to every Vaishnav. Why? Because every Vaishnav was more dear to life to Govinda. Along with seeing to every possible need of Lord Chaitanya, he was constantly trying, according to his capacity, to serve and to see to every need of every devotee. And in this way, it is told how Govinda was so dear to all the Vaishnavas. There was such loving friendship. On the basis of this principle of spiritual affection. The next day, Mukunda Dutt comes to Gambira, to Lord Chaitanya's room, and says, Brahmananda Bharati has come to Puri. And Lord Chaitanya said, my spiritual master, Brahmananda Bharati, he has come. Mukunda Dutt said, should I bring him here? Lord Chaitanya said, he is my spiritual master. He was an associate of Keshav Bharati. He said, no, he should not come here out of etiquette. I should go there to meet with him where he is. So Lord Chaitanya immediately left everything else and went with Mukunda Dutt to the residence to the place where Brahmananda Bharati was. When they arrived, Lord Chaitanya saw Brahmananda Bharati dressed in a deer skin. Lord Chaitanya asked Mukunda Dutt, where is Brahmananda Bharati? He was only a few inches away. Mukunda Dutt said, he's standing right here in front of you. Lord Chaitanya said, I don't see Brahmananda Bharati. Where is Brahmananda Bharati? Mukunda Dutt said, he's here. He said, Brahmananda Bharati would never wear a deer skin. At that moment, Brahmananda Bharati, in his heart, he was thinking, my deer skin is not pleasing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm only wearing this deer skin out of false ego, so that people will think I'm very renounced, I'm very austere, and I'm very great. And as soon as he humbled himself totally in this way, Lord Chaitanya could understand. He didn't say anything. He didn't even look at him. But by Lord Chaitanya's arrangement, someone came and brought just simple sannyasi robes. Brahmananda Bharati took off the deerskin, put on the sannyasi robes. And as soon as he did that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his prostrated obeisances to Brahmananda Bharati and began to offer beautiful prayers and honor him as his spiritual master. Brahmananda Bharati explained, he said, my Lord, you are so merciful. I could not recognize it. But after you spoke what you did, I could understand in my own heart. It was revealed to me. My own false ego. I was dressing in such a way to get fame, to get prestige, to be worshipped, to be honored. I was not dressing in this way for your service, for your pleasure, but it was for my own. But you have exposed me. And now I surrender and take shelter of you. Brahmananda Bharati, he said, I can understand that there are two Brahmans in Jagannath Puri. One is Jagannath, who is stationary, sitting on the altar. And the other is Gauranga, who is moving around. Jagannath has a shamala, blackish complexion. And you are having a golden complexion. Lord Chaitanya, he understood the mentality of Brahmananda Bharati. He said, actually, there are two Brahmans in Puri. One is Jagannath, who's sitting on the altar without moving. And the other is Brahmananda Bharati and me, Gaura. What Lord Chaitanya was explaining here is there is one supreme Brahman and there are many, many part and parcel Brahmans who are the jivas. He wanted to differentiate. Mamaivam so jivaloke jiva buddha sanatana. We are all infinitesimal part and parcel of Krishna. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahunam yogadadati kamam. That there is one supreme Brahman, supreme eternal, and there are limitless Brahmans who are eternal. But those limitless Brahmans are all subordinate to the one supreme Brahman. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching this achintya bheda bheda tattva. That we are all simultaneously one with Krishna. At the same time, Krishna is supreme and we are eternal servants of Krishna. So Brahmananda Bharati asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, it appears that we both disagree. I am saying there are two Brahmans, two supreme Brahmans, and he is saying that he's a jiva, like us. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you are a great learned scholar. You please give the judgment of who is correct. And then Brahmananda said that actually I understand that we are all jivas, and I am a jiva, and all living beings are jiva, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme Brahman. How can I understand? Because he detected my false ego when I wore that deer skin. And he so mercifully delivered me from my false ego. And in doing so, he's enlightened me. He must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be Jagannath. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, hearing that, said, Brahmananda Bharati is victorious. He has won. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very expertly, lovingly turned it around. He said, yes, I accept Brahmananda Bharati is victorious. And because he defeated me, that proves that he is my guru and I am his disciple. A disciple always likes to be defeated by his guru. Brahmananda Bharati turned that around. He said, there is a truth. Actually, it is your nature. Because you are Jagannath, you are Krishna. Krishna loves to be defeated by his devotee. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "You are both correct." And Brahmananda Bharati said, "Let me tell you how the Lord has defeated me. Before today, my mind from my earliest childhood was absorbed in the impersonal Brahman as the ultimate goal of life. I considered that everything is Brahman. Everything is one. But in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have understood that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. That is his power." Brahmananda Bharati quoted from the Krishna Karnamrita by Bilva Mangala Thakur, where Bilva Mangala Thakur said, "Previously, I was an impersonalist and I was being worshipped as a liberated soul, and I was being worshipped as a great enlightened practitioner of yoga. But then my mind got stolen by this beautiful little cowherd boy who plays with gopis. And now I surrender my heart only to him as his eternal loving servant." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Brahmananda Bharati as one of his four gurus in Jagannath Puri. And he also became a constant associate of Lord Chaitanya. It was around that time that Kashishwar Pandit arrived in Puri. He was also sent by Ishwarapuri to serve our beloved Lord. He was very strong. In Krishna consciousness, whatever Krishna gives us, we have an opportunity to use it in his service. One of the special services of Kashishwar Pandit is whenever Lord Chaitanya would go to Jagannath Temple for the darshan of Jagannath, there would be often large crowds of people, and he would clear the way so that Lord Chaitanya could comfortably walk and no one would touch him. He was also one of the main devotees who would distribute prasad to all the other Vaishnavas. It's very interesting when we read this pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking prasad with the assembly of Vaishnavas. The most elevated Vaishnavas took the service of serving the prasad. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Jagadananda Pandit, Kashishwar Pandit, direct personal servant of Ishwar Puri. It was their great joy to please Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by serving the prasad to the devotees. Gradually, so many devotees from all directions were coming to Puri to meet with Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was compared to the sea, and all the devotees were like many, many rivers converging together in the loving service of the Lord. It was at that time that King Prataparudra came to Puri from his capital in Cuttack. In fact, he came with Ramananda Rai. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked Lord Chaitanya, This king named Prataparudra wants to meet you. Lord Chaitanya held his ears. He said, how could you ask me to meet a king? I am a sannyasi. I must set an example for society. To associate with such a materialistic person, it's worse than drinking poison willingly. If you ask this question again, I will leave this place. Hare Krishna. That's how he responded. When Ramananda Rai came to Puri, he immediately went to the Gambira to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased to see him because they had such wonderful pastimes together in Vidyanagar, Kavur in South India. And Ramananda Rai told Lord Chaitanya that you asked me to resign from my government service as the governor of the whole province to come and live with you in Puri. I went to King Prataparudra and expressed your desire. As soon as he heard your name, he jumped up from his throne. His limbs were trembling. He was crying. He said, you are so fortunate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has asked you to be with him as his personal associate. He said, not only do I give you permission to give up your very important government services, but I will give you full pension and full salary for the rest of your life. You are so fortunate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not allow me to have his darshan because of my materialistic fallen state, but he's inviting you to be his personal associate. Please go. Ramananda Rai said to Lord Chaitanya, as soon as he heard your name, he went into such a state of ecstatic love. I wish I even had a single drop of the kind of love that the king has for you. Lord Chaitanya's heart softened. He quoted from the Adi Purana, where Krishna tells Arjuna, then greater than a devotee who worships me is a devotee who does seva to a Vaishnav, to other devotees. That is more dear to me. Lord Chaitanya quoted from the Padma Purana, where Lord Shiva is speaking to Durga. He said to her, more dear to me than my own devotees are the devotees of Vishnu. Because he's the Supreme Lord of all lords. But more dear than the devotees of Vishnu are those who are devoted servants of Krishna's devotees. Lord Chaitanya said, because Ramananda Rai, King Prataparudra has given you so much happiness, he's served you in such a way, Krishna will certainly bestow his full mercy upon him. Meanwhile, King Prataparudra again approached Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He said, my kingdom and my life are totally useless if I don't have the association, the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, I've asked the Lord. He was very upset. He said he would leave here and never come back if I even ask him again. King Pratapa was so affected by that. He said, if I am unfit for the darshan of Lord Chaitanya, then I will give up my life. All my kingdom, all my power, all my wealth, everything has no value if I'm not giving pleasure to Lord Chaitanya. He said this with such sincerity. He had such determination that nothing in this world, whatever it is, has any value without a favorable connection of service to Krishna. Dhritavrata. Determination and faith. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was astonished. Such a great personality is this king. And then he told King Prataparudra, Lord Chaitanya spoke this to me, but because Ramananda Rai was so happy with you, Lord Chaitanya's heart has been softened. Because of your determination and because you have pleased the Lord's devotee during the Ratha Yatra, the Lord will rest in a garden near Gundicha. At that time, you will enter into the garden disguised in the dress of a Vaishnava. And you will massage the Lord's body. He will be in such an internal state of consciousness. You will chant the beautiful prayers of the gopis, the Gopi Gita, from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will bestow his full blessings. He will embrace you and soak you with his tears. Just be patient. King Prataparudra became very happy. And King Prataparudra asked, when is the Snan Yatra? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, it's just in a couple days. And immediately, King Prataparudra started making so many arrangements for seva to Lord Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra Mai. The wonderful Ratri Yatra Snan Yatra took place. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his associates gazed with great happiness upon Lord Jagannath and his brother and sister as they were given full abhishekam. After, during the Anabhasara, when Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra are brought to a secluded place, Lord Chaitanya could not tolerate the separation from the Lord. He could not tolerate remaining in Puri without every day seeing the beautiful lotus eyes of Lord Jagannath. He left and went to Alalanath, a very ancient sacred temple. How many of you have been to Alalanath? You have seen. Just beside the temple, there's a large stone. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in separation of Lord Jagannath, in the mood of Sri Radha, he would be in such a state of viraha bhav that the stone melted. And the imprint of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body still today could be seen in that stone as he pathetically cried in the ecstasy of separation day after day. But then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sent a message to Lord Chaitanya that 200 of his devotees from Bengal, headed by Advaitacharya, are just now arriving in Puri. Even though Lord Chaitanya was in such inconceivably profound separation from Lord Jagannath, when he heard the devotees were coming, he became ecstatic. He left Alalanath to come to Puri to serve and associate with the Vaishnavas. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told King Prataparudra that at Narendra Sarovar, the devotees of Bengal they have arrived, they have gathered. And now they're just coming toward Lord Chaitanya's residence. King Prataparudra was so eager. He said, I want to see these devotees. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, let us go on the rooftop of your palace. We could see them all. The king said, please tell me, who is each of these great souls? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, even I never met any of them. But Gopinathacharya, my brother-in-law, he knows all of them. So they called Gopinathacharya, and the three of them were on the palace roof. The devotees were coming from Narendra Sarovar toward the temple of Jagannath, just passing by the palace, dancing so gracefully while sweetly singing the holy names. It's the most beautiful sight in all of creation to sing all of you with your arms raised under the spell of Srila Prabhupada's mercy, chanting the holy names together. Please. I'm speechless, but I have to say something. When King Prataparudra saw the devotees singing and dancing, he was astounded. He said, I have never seen anything like this. Each and every devotee is effulgent. They are effulgent like 10 million suns. And they're dancing so infinitely graceful. And they're singing so sweet and melodious. Never, ever have I seen anything like this. Such effulgence, such singing, such dancing, such kirtan. And Srila Prabhupada tells that King Prataparudra has seen thousands and thousands of kirtan parties, because everyone comes to Jagannath Temple. But he never saw anything like this. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he told, this, what you are seeing, is the creation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is Prem Sankirtan. The congregational chanting of the holy name in ecstatic love for Krishna. Hare Krishna. We will continue tomorrow.
RG Media YouTube channel. Like, share, subscribe.